I want to call our attention right now to an article, and then people can go there. They can find it on World Net Daily just about 5 days ago. But within a couple of those articles, there's an effort there identifying some efforts within the Southern Baptist Convention for making and wanting to make some changes. A pastor of 30-some years in the convention, he's identified, Pastor Carl Gallops. I do not know this individual. He did comment on the fact that the convention have generally had a historic view of the authority of God's Word, but he says they've now adopted a gender-inclusive translation of the Bible. He went on to say, quote, "Our national obsession with political correctness is destroying our nation and is heavily influencing even the conservative Southern Baptist denomination and many of its churches," this pastor is warning. He says, "While every reliable poll indicates that America is slipping ever deeper into the abyss of a declining Christian identification, Southern Baptist membership has also been a decade of decline. They simply are not hanging on to the younger generation of believers or potential believers. There are a multitude of reasons why this is happening, too many to recite here," he says, "but the main culprit is the political correctness gremlin," as he put it. Gary, when I saw the article, I thought, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, sinister is right, as David said. But from your perspective, Gary, just touching on this, they're saying that really changing only a couple of words is not a big deal. We're just trying to make it more inclusive so we don't drive young people away. Gary, just go to the heart of it. What's wrong with just changing a couple of words for clarification's sake in the Word of God?
Well, you know, to answer that directly, Sam, the fact of the matter is when I mean we, I'm talking about we as members of the human race, and particularly those of us who are Christians, we do not have the right or the authority or the freedom to change the Word of God so that it's, and I'm going to put this in quotations, clarifies what the text says. One of the things that we need to understand is that the Word of God is inspired by God in the original manuscripts, taken from the Hebrew and from the Greek. And certainly, if we are looking for accuracy, we must go back to as close to the original as we can get. And what happens with some of these translations that are coming out today is that they are going along with the politically correct language that we are facing in the United States of America. And, of course, what you are having reference to is a new translation that is put out by the Southern Baptist Convention that is called the Christian Standard Bible. But what they've done is to develop a translation that is gender inclusive. And to have come up with such a translation is going away from the accuracy of the text. And it's very, very sad. And in the information that we are using as our source today, and Sam, you mentioned that people can go online and get it. There's an article entitled "Southern Baptists Embrace Gender Inclusive Language in the Bible." There is this particular statement that I think should cause us to be very concerned. It says, "Some scholars defend translation decisions like these, arguing they most clearly express the meaning of such passage. But the Southern Baptist Convention disagrees, seeing such translations as a part of a larger cultural push to erase distinctions between genders and diminish masculinity." And then later on it says, "Such changes in Southern Baptist Bible translation of choice are more than a mere denominational matter. The Southern Baptist Convention is America's largest Protestant denomination and one of its most conservative. If its leaders and members are tolerating a softer, more inclusive approach to gender, it might be a bellwether of things to come in the culture war over gender." And Sam, that is extremely significant. It's a warning, and it's a great concern.